You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Sabri Benishour. At the start of the pandemic, there was political unity around economic relief. Politicians from both sides moved quickly to contain the damage. But several months into this crisis, that single-mindedness is dissipating. Senate Republicans did not unveil a trillion-dollar relief package, as had been expected yesterday. It's been delayed till next week. Turns out there's a lot of disagreement within the party on what a relief bill should look like, let alone the differences between Republicans and Democrats, who have their own $3 trillion relief bill in the House. Chris Lowe is chief economist with FHN Financial in New York and joins us. Good morning.
Good morning, Sabri.
How important is it that we get some kind of relief bill now, as in, you know, ASAP?
You know, if you think about the economy as an engine where each component, business investment, government spending, foreign trade, consumption, is a cylinder in that engine, right now we're firing on two cylinders. We have consumption and we have residential investment. Both of those come back to households. It is imperative that households have the wherewithal to keep the economy going, or we will have the dreaded double dip recession. And already, weekly data are starting to show that we're losing momentum. The New York Fed compiles an index of economic indicators, and for the first time last week, for the first time in 11 weeks, the index slid a bit. And if we want the economy to continue to grow, it's only going to happen if Congress continues to make households whole, ensures they have the spending power to carry the economy forward.
One of the sticking points here is what to do about this $600 of supplemental unemployment benefits. Some Republicans are concerned that it's too much. It might keep people from going back to work. I'm really curious to get your take as an economist. I mean, do you think it's too much?
Well, the $600 number was arrived at because that's how much money it takes to make the median income household whole if they're unemployed. And in fact, the pandemic layoffs hit lower income households much harder than higher income households. So the lost income is probably less than the median. And I don't think it would necessarily be a mistake to cut those benefits, maybe $500 or $450 a week. But to take them all the way down to zero, that would be an enormous mistake. 32 million people received unemployment benefits last week. That is just a remarkable number.
Christopher Lowe, chief economist at FHN Financial in New York, thank you so much.
Thank you, Sabri.
Thanks for listening to today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.